Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Jealous God. Wow. Woo. Have you ever asked the questions, three questions today? First one is this: why is God a jealous God? If jealousy is a sin, which I think most of us understand that jealousy is a sin, then why God is jealous? Maybe, He's committing a sin. Does God have the right to be jealous? Do you realize that Oprah Winfrey? How many of you know Oprah Winfrey? How many of you doesn't know Oprah Winfrey? You don't know Oprah Winfrey. Anybody? Anybody na samba si kapatid ni isang worship leader natin? Teka, nawala eh. Okay. Si Janina. Okay. Si Janine. Wala pa si Janine? Okay, wala. Sayang. Kasi kung hindi nyo kilala, kamukha siya ni Janine. Alright? Uy, kilala niyo ba si Janine? Uy, huwag niyo sabihin sinabi ko yan, ah. Okay, huwag niyo sabihin. Huwag si Selo, si Oprah. Okay, si Oprah Winfrey, kung hindi niyo po alam, dati po siyang Kristiyano. Nasa church siya one time, ganito, nakikinig ng preaching, sabi ho ng pastor, God is a jealous God. And then, when he heard God is a jealous God, sabi ni Oprah, Napasigaw si Oprah, God is jealous of me. You know what? She got offended. She left church. She left Christianity because of that statement the pastor stated. How many of you believe that we gotta talk about this? And you might be here today. And as we talk about this, you might be Oprah. Last day ko na to, dito sa Victory Metro East. Hinding-hindi na kung papakita next Sunday. Si God ng jealous? Well, one of our pastors here, in fact, the person who started the church here in Victory, Pastor Rice Brooks, mentioned something about fear. And here's what he said. Let me quote what he said, Pastor Rice Brooks. He said, fear is like cholesterol. There is good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. There is good fear and bad fear. Am I right? There's good cholesterol for our body and then bad cholesterol. Guess what? The same way with jealousy. There is good jealousy, bad jealousy, where bad jealousy, we could consider that as sinful jealousy. The good ones is we consider is as godly jealousy. So what's the difference? Sinful jealousy comes from insecurity. It comes from fear. It comes from self-honor, self-interest, as if you are competing with someone else. Take, for example, the life of Saul when he was king. Here comes a young man who is energetic, passionate, who loves God, and yet during this time, all right, he let this guy be one of the officers in his army, and so he started to win war for the nation of Israel. And guess what those people says? They were clamoring and shouting, and they declaring, David has won tens of thousands, but Saul only thousands. And guess what? Because of that, Saul started to invite having the attitude of jealousy over David. Why? Because he wanted to be first. He's the king. He was so insecure about this guy who is better than him because he cannot contain him. Wanted to be the only guy who is honorable, was the right. Now, David has been a threat to his kingship. Di ba sa atin din, pag siguro yung mga asawa natin, lalaki o babae, pag nakakita na may kausap, kausap, sino lang kausap? Bali wala lang, okay lang. Eh pero may kausap na, maganda. May kausap na, guwapo. Biglang, siselos. Sino yung ka? Di ba, parang, pero pag walang itsura, wag pangit, okay lang, di ba? Sapa ko rito, sure, di ba? Okay lang, walang problem. Pero, sino yan? Titingin ka pa sa salamin? Iba eh, iba siya. Insecure kayo, selos. Sinful jealousy. Takuin niyo po ba yan? Pero meron po tayong godly jealousy. Godly jealousy naman po comes from love and mercy, grace, selflessness, and always talks and pushes, pressing on God's honor. In fact, another word for this, the word jealousy is zeal, where we get the word zealous, passion. An example of this is when Jesus was entering the temple when he saw money changers, those who were selling doves. It turned out to be a marketplace. Guess what? Deep within him, there was a godly jealousy that started to arouse inside of him, and he overturned those money changers, those tables. He was not frustrated with the people, but the way they treated his temple. And he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for the nations. For people have mentioned, because of what he did, his zeal consumed his very house. That is positive, godly jealousy. Why is God jealous? Does God have the right to get jealous? Verse 9, the word of God says, O Lord, if I have favor in your eyes, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us your inheritance. The Lord said, I'm making a covenant with you before all the people. I will do wonders never before done in any nation in the Lord, in the world. The people you live among will see how awesome it is, the work that I, the Lord, will do. Why is God jealous? Here's why. Because he made and entered a covenant. Everybody say covenant with us. What is a covenant? A covenant, okay, not by works, but of God's mercy. It is God showing us his one-way love. Think about it. In spite of the people being stiff-necked, rebellious, running away from God, think about this. God would enter his own covenant to the people who are rebellious. Now, talk to me about that. Talk to me if God doesn't have the right to be jealous. It's like a picture of a peasant lady, a girl, where he saved the girl. Pinaliguan niya, talagang binisan niya, and he married the girl. He made her to be a queen, and he said, everything that I have is yours. You and I, we're not MU. We're not girlfriend, boyfriend. I am your husband. You are my wife. We're together. We are in covenant. The reason why he got jealous, because there was a covenant being made. That is why, for us to understand more about this, the highest covenant of all is what you call marriage covenant. Do you hear what I just said? When God enter into our covenant relationship with us, guess what? The picture is like marriage. In other words, I am only for God. That's why whenever I do foolish things, God is jealous. Let me tell you this. If you are married, you made a covenant with your husband and wife, you have the right to get jealous with anybody out there who's trying to do something to get your wife or your husband. Hello? Why is that? That's my wife. Niligawan mo? Inaakbayan mo? Inaaligan mo? Lalo na kung ganito itsura, yung picture na yan, wow! Woo! No offense, guys. No offense. If this lady, if that is my wife, Rizelle, somebody will kiss her that, guess what? He'll get this. No kidding. Why would... excuse... guess what? I'll not be surprised if the wife of this politician who would scream at him the moment he gets to his house. Why is that? Because he is married. Do you get a picture? Do you get the picture? Wife, husband, you have the right to get jealous with your someone, your wife, your husband, if there's someone out there trying to sneak in, have a different intention. She's my wife. You don't mess up with me. I cannot let her lend to you, or you borrow my wife from me. I'm not kidding. Now, here's the deal. Some of you here, whose boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, and whoever the girlfriend, the boyfriend, who is jealous with someone, why are you jealous? Excuse me? Jealous? Why? Is he your husband? Is she your wife? Talk to me. Then why? You're jealous. You're sinning. It so happened that Jerry is single and about to get married. Bro, if you get jealous of me, with you don't have the right. It has to be in a covenant. The moment that they get together, then nobody has the right. Kung hindi pa kasal, wala pa eh. Are you getting the picture? Kung may boyfriend, girlfriend, over-possessive ka, eh, napaka-insecure mo. I'm serious. Your love for this lady is so selfish. All you can think of is you and you and you. Are you getting the picture? That's why there is no right for you to get jealous with someone. Girlfriend and boyfriend. Now, if you get married, get jealous with someone. You get a picture. That's what it is. Jesus entered the covenant with us by giving himself to us. That's why Matt Chandler said, let me quote it, it's right there on the screen, I hope, God's relationship with his church, the bride, is illustrated as marriage. Marriage is covenantal. Covenantal. It is not contractual. Contracts and covenants aren't the same. Contracts rally around goods and services, and covenant is you giving yourself to something. God's relationship with us is not contractual. It's not. Here are the lists and the rules, but if you break those rules, I'm voiding the contract. That is not God's relationship with his church. That is religiosity. Set of rules, trying to do, you know, but if you break it, wala na, tapos na. God will. That is not why God entered into this relationship. That is contractual religion. I'm sorry to say, let me submit to you. But he went so far to give his very son to go to the cross and shed his blood. Why is that? Because he's entering a covenant wherein God's relationship with the church is, I'm to give you me. He gave himself, and I'm enough regardless of what you're bringing to the table. Do you get a picture? Our relationship with God is based on a covenant. Then think about this. Then who we are for God to enter such covenant? Who are we? Because our relationship with God is based on His covenant. Guess what? It's a one-way stream. Even though we screw up, even though we did something wrong, whatever that sin is, God Himself stays the same. There is no condition. Are you getting this, church? Second, verse 13, break down those altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down the Asherah poles. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Why is God jealous? Here's why. Because God desires our absolute, exclusive worship only to Him. That's what He desires. Have you ever heard the term, we are made for God's worship? He made us, He created us to worship Him. That's why this body, this soul, this mind, this strength, yes, we're using it right here in this world. But for what? I will live for how many years? 70 years? 80 years? And I'm going to die? The rest is, it's all for Him. And God will not share His glory to others, according to Isaiah. Worship means what? Pure and exclusive devotion. Absolute full worship. Why is that? Is there any other person who is worthy of our worship? Is there any person in this world who deserves our worship? What about the King of England? What about the King of Thailand? They're kings, right? They have kings. They're under the monarch rule. But what did the king did for them as compared to the God who did sacrifice His Son for us to have that relationship that we don't deserve? Do you get a picture? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9. When the Lord was making the 10 commandments to the people, He says, you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, I'm a jealous God. In verse 17, here's what He says, do not make cast an idol. God desires our absolute, exclusive worship only to Him. But He mentions something about another God. We call it a functional God, an idol. Not an idol, but based here, there are idols, carved idols, people would bow down to. And until today, there is. No offense, but it refers to that. That's the text. But I want to talk about the new generation coming here today. There are what you call false idols. Idols, a functional God. What are those? What is an idol? It is anything more important to you than God. Anything that absorbs your heart and imagination more than God. Anything you seek to give what only God can give you. Idols can be what? Can be gadgets. It can be this. It can be this. It can be this as well. Now, let me repent, Lord. Hukaraba, Lord. You know what? Can I be myself? Can I share my... That's my weakness. All right? That is my weakness. And so anyway, don't show that, please. All right? My heart. All right? Thank you, Lord. It could be a gadget. It could be anything. It could be a person. Or it is anything that you are consumed about. Anything that drives you with such passion and time and energy that you will spend no matter what the price. All your energies are put into it. Are you getting the picture? Deuteronomy chapter 5 says, when God was making 10 commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters below. Do you realize that money can be a god? It could be an idol. How much you view money in yourself? It could be an idol. Wealth, properties, material blessings. It's hard for you to let go. Pinaghirapan ko to. It could be an idol. Careers. Your own career, your business, your stores can be an idol. Your successes. The success that you have could be an idol. Siyempre, sikat ikaw, praises, all this honor, may distinct, may award ka pa, a lot of people look up to you. Guess what? It could be an idol. Pagkatapos mo, bilib na bilib ka sa sarili mong galing ko. Praise God. Lord, praise you. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the success. Pero deep within you, ang galing ko. I'm not joking. It's kind of fun, isn't it? For some of us here, for me, for Jerry, for all of us in full-time, ministry, church could be an idol. That's why I said to my wife, my wife, honey, if it's time to leave Metro East, we'll leave it to somebody else. I don't live for this. This is God's purpose, but not Metro East. It could be an idol. A lot of pastors can let go of their churches. That's my church. It's my victory group. This is my ministry. I give my tithes and offering to this church. Do you get a picture? Guess what? Talents, achievements, gifts. Galing mo? Galing mo kumanta? Nasa si Noel. Wala si Noel. Noel, ang galing mo, idol. Galing na mga, grabe yung mga ano natin. Gagaling mo. Praise God. Pinipraise natin sila when we worship. But deep in it, it could be. May God speak to us. Your career. A doctor, a businessman. You as your person, whatever you do, can be an idol. Talents. Food. Belly, ooh, my belly, God, started crave. It could be sex. It could be beauty. It could be looks. You're too consumed about going to the gym, looking at yourself. You're too consumed about what you're going to do, how you please others. You're too consumed about yourself, your abs. There's no more abs. You're too consumed about food. What will I eat today if I don't eat? That's a big problem for me. Idols, my friends. It could be an asset. What you're good at could be an asset. What else? It could be your brains. Talino mo. Jerry, talino mo. Anong school mo? UP and the others. UP, there's only two schools. Eh? UP and the others. Wow. It could be Ateneo. The Ateneo. UST, huh? Bye, UST. It could be an idol. Intelligence, imaginations, daydreaming, wishful thinking can be that you consume about instead of you working. Your car. their clothes. It could be morality, virtue, what you fight for, environment, social groups, causes. I'm here because I want to do this. I want to create an impact in the world society. That could be an idol as well. Are you listening to me? Relationships. Family can be an idol. Girlfriends, boyfriends. Ay, hindi pwede magpapakamatay ako. Alam mo, may mga ganon? It's kind of funny, but there is such thing na parang over-possession. Parang, ha, aking ka ko hindi. Tako sa impyerno, hindi ko kaya eh. Hindi kita kaya pakawalan. Ano magiging ako? Paano na ako eh? Lupet. It is anybody, anything that gives you joy, hope, fulfillment, that you will say in your heart, if I don't have this, life is not meaningful. If I don't have this, then, listen, there's no meaning in life. There's no importance in life. Life is nothing. If I don't have this, I don't have value, significance, security. But you know that all this, it's only God who can give you the satisfaction, the privileges that no one in this world deserves. It's only God. That's why all the things that I have mentioned can be an idol to you. Anything can be an idol. And here's the question. With all those, don't you think God has the right to be jealous? Deuteronomy chapter 4, as I land this message, verse 23 to 24, here's what it says. Be careful. Be careful. Two words. Be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God that He made with you. Do not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything. Maybe the things that we talk about, you started to make one. You created one for yourself. It has become a functional God. The Lord your God has forbidden. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. But let me ask you the question right now. What are the idols that you have created? Those temporary functional gods that you're holding on to. Yet you praise God. Yet you come to church. Yet you're a good Christian. But deep within you, you have created such form in your idol that your passion, your energy, your finances, socially, mentally, everything boils down to this and that. As if you look everything to your soul, where is God? God was dethroned. As you look inside at the core of your soul, is God seated as Lord? If not, He is jealous. If not, He is jealous of us. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. Here's what Jesus said when He spoke to the churches. One particular church that He looks into you. I hope it will never happen to Victory Metries. I hope it will never happen to our church in Victory. Here's what Jesus said. Yet I hold against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. God is faithful. God is true God. He's true with His words. He's jealous. His love is just one way sometimes. He wants you back. Why is that? Because He made a covenant with us, a covenant that we don't deserve. And yet God remains the same. Would you return to our first love? The one who sacrificed, the one who showed unconditional love, the one who showed sacrificial love, that no one will able to do it for us. Will you return to Jesus today and say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me for my mess. Lord, you've shown me that this is what I have, that you are not seated at the throne of my heart, but there's someone else, something else, that I know, Lord God, you have spoken. And Lord, I repent and forsake those that I may return back to you. Can we do this as a church? Thank you, Lord. Can we just bow our heads right now? Lord, thank you once again for your unconditional love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your patience, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've tolerated us many times. How foolish, stiff-necked, rebellious we are as a people sometimes, that, Lord God, there might be things that is not worth spending, pursuing, pouring out our energies and passion, our time, Lord, our minds. Lord, today, we want to repent. Lord, we realize that you're a God who's so jealous because your name is jealous, because you enter into a covenant with us that we don't deserve. Here we are, Lord. We want to offer our lives once again. We bring it back to you, Lord. We want to return to our first love, you, Lord Jesus. For there is no one else, Lord, in this world, Lord God, that we should give our worship, our time, our energies, our passion, and our purpose other than you. And so, Lord, here we are today. We ask you, Lord God, to submit, to surrender, to repent. While every head's bowed down and eyes closed, I just want to pray. Would you lift up your hands if the Lord has showed you something? Forget the person next to you, but if the Lord showed something that I believe that, can I just pray for you? Can I just pray for you right now? Can you lift up your hands? Yes, just lift up your hands. If the Lord showed you something that I believe the Lord wants to, just lift up your, in acknowledgement with God, to God right here, right now. Lift up your hands. I just want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you. See those hands. Thank you. See those hands. Yes, see those hands. Lord, thank you for all these men and women whom you have convicted. Lord, I know there's such purpose and grace. Your grace and mercy is here because your covenant is based on love and mercy. And so, Lord, here you are, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you're drawing these people closer to you as they repent. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for giving them hope. I pray, Lord God, that all the more we will revere and fear your name like never before. I just pray, Lord God, that we will prioritize and put you first in our relationship, Lord God. Thank you that you are not just a convictor, but you are our helper, our transformer, the one, Lord God, who will bring to light and transform us by the sanctification of their blood. And so, Father, I right now, in the name of Jesus, I just pray it that you'll be the one, Lord God, to give such hope and grace for every person. Put down your hands. Father, we speak our blessing over them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.